Objections aside, the membership faced the loss of recognition by other unions and sanctions by the U.S. Department of Justice. Their only recourse was to merge with the All-Male Waiters and Bartenders Union to form what became Chapter 457 of the Hotel and Restaurant Employees Union. In Manny's estimation, the WPU members cherished most their status as workers and that they could hold their own in the Gibraltar of labor.